Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call of Amber Enterprises India Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jasbir Singh, Chairman and CEO of Amber Enterprises India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Singh.
Hello and good evening, everyone. First and foremost, I hope you all are keeping safe and healthy. On the call, I am joined by Mr. Daljit Singh, Managing Director, Mr. Sudhir Goyal, CFO, Mr. Sanjay Arora, CEO, Electronics Division, Mr. Sachin Gupta, CEO, RAC and CAC Division, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. We have uploaded our results on the exchanges, and I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. In the past 2 years, the growth in consumer durables was impacted due to COVID-19 induced lockdown in peak summer season. Now, with weakening of COVID-19 intensity coupled with the harsh summer season across India, consumer durables are experiencing a robust demand. The summer season is a critical period for growth of appliances like AC. Almost 60% plus of the annual demand is met during the 5 month period, that is from mid of January till almost June, July. Demand from B2B segment has improved in last couple of months, led by reopening demand from schools, colleges and institutions. This trend is expected to continue for near to medium term. March to April have seen good momentum in urban as well as rural areas, which has further strengthened the demand environment. As economy was recovering from COVID-related impacts, the geopolitical tension created due to war between Russia and Ukraine has led to inflationary pressure on commodity prices, including the crude oil. Further, COVID-induced lockdowns in China has led to supply chain disruption, which has further added to the pain of the economy and availability of raw material for the components. However, we have been able to pass on majority of the price increases have been able to largely maintain our profitability. Another event which is being closely watched in is BEE table revision, which is going to be implemented by 1st July 2022. The customers are cautiously planning on volumes. We at Amber are fully geared up to address this table revision. All our model lineup is ready and expect smooth transition to new table providing more energy efficient products to the markets. I am pleased to report that company generated record sales of almost about 4,200 crores. This is the achieved highest ever revenue for the full year. After 2 years of slowdown, we are witnessing a robust demand comeback. Pre-COVID industry was at 7 million sets in 2020. Which fell to 5.2 million sets, and in the financial year gone by, it has risen again to 6.4 million sets. Looking into strong demand due to peak summer, we expect industry will demonstrate nearly 30% plus growth trajectory. We at Amber are excited to see this jump in demand and are confident of outgrowing the industry. At our best estimates basis, total size in the value terms of the industry is about rupees 17,000 crores. However, the manufacturing contribution is about rupees 12,000 crores. Looking into our wide offering of components to the industry, our value contribution in RAC sector for both finished goods and components is around 26.5% as of today. As the component contribution with our customer is expanding along with CKD and SKD offerings, it's more relevant to look at value-based contribution from here on. Company is providing very comprehensive and integrated solutions in component space and finished goods space. We are glad to share that our revenue spread today stands at almost 50-50% level in respect of RAC and components and other businesses. Earlier, this level was 76-24 in 2018 at the time of our listing. Another important update during the quarter was on acquisition of 60% stake upfront in the equity share capital of Parvartika Tooling Services Private Limited, which is engaged in the business of injection mold tool manufacturing and injection molding components for various applications. This acquisition will help our company to have in-house capability of injection molding tools manufacturing and grow its component segment with focus on providing more diversified solution of injection molded components for industries such as automotive, electronics and consumer durables. Now moving on to the divisional performance, RAC division. We were able to convert few customers from the first phase of gas filling to offering completely built units, CBUs for RAC, which began this fiscal year. New customers have been added in this division. On the commercial RAC side, we have added entire product lineup of commercial ductable ACs as well as cassette ACs, which we have started to offer to our existing customers. In the motor division, we have increased our product offerings to our customers by adding new models for both the domestic and international markets. Very strong order book due to addition in new products, customers and geographies. Our electronics division, which comprises of Elgin and Avid, we have added new customer and have started supplies for new age applications of smart wearables and hearables. Furthermore, as the market is moving rapidly towards inverter ACs, we are confident of growing our revenue share from electronics division going forward. On the components division, we are adding new products, new customers and new geographies. And our recent acquisition of Amber PR and Parvartika Tooling is also part of this division. We are witnessing good business traction and integration is happening smoothly. On the mobility application, which comprises of Sidwal, we have onboarded new customers who are global leaders in this segment. We are progressing well with new product developments for various business segments. Recently, we added products to cater to the data centers in this division. Our order book today in mobility division is very high.
Thank you, and I think apologies for this disruption. I will now take you through the consolidated financial highlights. On the revenue side, our quarter 4 FY22 revenue stood at rupees 1937 crores versus rupees 1598 crores in Q4 FY21. FY22 revenue stood at rupees 4206 crores versus 3031 crores in FY21. On operating EBITDA side, quarter 4 FY22 operating EBITDA stood at rupees 133 crores versus rupees 147 crores in quarter 4 FY21. FY22 operating EBITDA stood at rupees 296 crores versus rupees 229 crores in FY21. Operating EBITDA margins for Q4 and FY22 stood at 6.9% and 7% respectively. Q4 FY22 and FY22 operating EBITDA does not include ESOP expense of rupees 4.08 crore and rupees 15.67 crores respectively. On the PAT, Q4 FY22 PAT stood at rupees 59 crores versus rupees 76 crores in Q4 FY21. FY22 PAT stood at rupees 111 crores versus rupees 83 crores in FY21. All divisions are ready to take advantage of multiple opportunities. Our goal is to capture the bulk of room AC, HVAC and component market share. We feel that this opportunity will boost our position in the domestic market while also providing a solid foundation for export markets going forward. That's all from my side. Happy to take Q&A from here.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Thank you. The first question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Spark Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, Ravi.
Hi, sir. So my first question is with respect to the mix of room air conditioners and components. How much was it during the financial year 21-22? If you can do a broad breakup.
Mix of room AC and RAC components, or room AC and only components, all put together?
So the components and the kit, I mean the entire kit. So basically, if you can give the breakup.
So, no, actually what happens is when customer asks us to put, give them the semi-knockdown condition or, CKD condition, that becomes a component for us.
That doesn't go in for
the finished goods category. Finished good is very different.
But
if I talk about is, full year RAC, room AC is 1975 crores.
Okay.
And components have jumped to 2,231, including mobility applications.
Including the mobility applications.
Yeah, so if you reduce mobility application, which is 289 crores.
And
so almost about one similar size. So almost about similar size of RAC is the components now.
Okay, got it, sir. With respect to the, the price increase that we would have taken over the past 12 months, what would have been the magnitude of that? Are there further price increases, are they on the cards, given the fact that demand is for the summer is likely to be good? So how is the price increase likely to be going forward, and the kind of magnitude of increase which are likely to be associated with the BE norm change also, if you can talk about that? My next question is with respect to the price increase, sir. Past 12 months, what kind of price increase that we would have taken? And is there any further price increase that is likely to be there on cards, given the fact that demand has been good? And what kind of price increase likely to happen across products due to the BE norm change?
So, Ravi, on the price increase, because of the commodity increases in various quarters, we have been able to pass on to our customer on quarterly lag basis. So as of now, if I see in last three quarters, I think in totality, of course, it'll vary from model to model. But on an average, I can say that somewhere between 8 to 9% is the price increases which has happened. And on the BE front, which is going to be implemented from 1st of July, every model will have a different kind of a price increase when the new table gets implemented. But somewhere we should expect, finished goods getting expensive by at least 1,000 to 1,200 rupees on a model-to-model basis.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Swaminathan to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Naval Sheth from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. I have two questions. First, the clarification. Actually, the revenue, what you stated about RAC, seems like a 3% decline on YOY basis. So is my calculation correct? And if yes, what was the volume number for 4Q?
No. In fact, Naval, basically, there's almost about 22% jump in the RAC complete, numbers. As I explained, that it is 1975. Last year, it was 1621. Just the RAC.
Sir, I am talking about quarter, because I had deducted three quarters from your annual, and 4Q I am talking about.
4Q, I think we will come back to you because we have to just evaluate exactly, because we need to still strip down the components and the kits front plus the finished goods category.
Understood. But any volume number you can share for 4Q?
4Q, yes. I mean, we've done about 1.5 million numbers as a finished goods is concerned. Kits and semi-knockdown conditions are other than that.
Understood. Second question on your gross margin. So if I look at your standalone gross margins have kind of compressed to 10.5%, which is kind of lowest since the time you have got listed. So as you stated that large part of the cost increase has been kind of done with. So is it fair to assume that 4Q there was a lag and hence there is a pressure in 4Q margins, or this is something which will continue as a new normal going forward?
No, Naval, we need to see that last three quarters on a quarter lag basis we have taken increases of about 8%-9%, but the last quarter, which has just finished, that number will be implemented in this quarter. So there is a lag of one quarter. So one quarter is missing. So I think this trend, if the commodities keep on increasing in the similar fashion, this will continue. But if the commodities stabilize, then we will come back to our normal position over a period of four quarters.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Sheth to rejoin the queue for follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So just to continue the previous question in terms of price hike, you mentioned 8%-9% increases so far. What would have been the cost increase and what further price increases are required to take back our margin trajectory to an 8% level, which is what it used to be historically at?
See, if you see on a yearly basis, Bhoomika, we are at 7% now. And if I add up the quarter lag, which is one quarter difference, we should be somewhere about the same percentage. So getting back to the similar portion, of course, as I explained to Naval that in case the commodities keep on going northwards, we will always have a quarter lag. There will be one quarter where we'll not be able to pass, but once this commodity cycle stops, then of course we will come back to our normal positions back to.
Sure. So right now, what is the pricing lag of that one quarter which is yet to be passed on?
So in this, I think close to about 2%-3% is the total overall basis. Because in a yearly, if I see, there's a total upwardly movement of close to about 11%-12%.
Okay. So the other question is on the subsidiaries. We've seen a fairly strong performance and we are looking at export opportunities as well for PICL as also from EC perspective. If you can just give some more color on where we are on that entire export growth story.
So in motors, we've actually demonstrated almost about 81% of increase in revenue. And the bottom line is also now very healthy. As guided earlier, we have achieved that. From 131 crores, we've already touched 236 crores. And exports is moving fine. We've been able to do almost about close to about 1.5 lakh motors export to Middle East and to US markets. And we expect this numbers volumes to double in coming financial year, in the current financial year. So export is going very well. There will be 100% jump in value and volume in motors as far as the export is concerned, because now we are raising our share of business with the customers where we were earlier just having a foot in the door.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Renu Bait from IIFL. Please go ahead. Renu Bait from IIFL, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Request you to unmute yourself from your handset and proceed with your question. Due to no response, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So good evening and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the volumes. Could you help us with the volume numbers for RACs for FY22 versus FY21 and the industry as well? So and also an extension to this, what would be our guidance for volumes or even for the margins, considering that, you have mentioned that the price hikes that we have taken in Q4 is set to benefit us in the next quarter?
Yeah, so basically, as explained that industry was at 7 million, then fell to 5.2, and now, as per our best estimates, industry has closed at 6.4 million. So from that perspective, if we see, I think I will hand over to answer. Sachin is going to answer this question as far as the volumes are concerned for the complete division of RAC and how the trajectory is going to be. Sachin, over to you.
Yeah, hi. So as we discussed in length of the industry, estimate is around 6.4 million. So the same number for Amber stamps to a tune of 2.6 million. So we had an estimate of somewhere around 2.8 to 2.9 million when the order book was almost there in place. But as we know that there was a lot of supply chain issues from China. So there are a lot of customers who couldn't supply us the compressors and controllers on time. So that was the lag that may be reflecting in the next quarter. Second thing is that if you see the BEE energy rating table was scheduled to be implemented from 1st January 2022. So in line to that, we have seen that the window as a category has came down. So for us, if I see the indoor contribution has increased and the outdoor structurally has changed. So there are a lot of customers who are asking us it in a modular kit form. So that is why it has moved from finished good to the component category. And that is why you can see the split could stand at 50-50. So this is on the number side.
From the guidance side?
Sorry?
Guidance, sir, if any.
Guidance probably industry is somewhere poised to, industry is talking of 30% growth, so it should be landing somewhere around 8.2 million industry size.
Sonali, what we have done, recently is because of this larger shift structurally into more components business for us, we have started looking at our market share from a value perspective. That is more relevant now because components is playing a big role. And if we see RAC, room AC, and the room AC only components, I am taking out all the other businesses. I am not considering refrigerator, washing machine, microwave, or mobility applications, only RAC and RAC business. That today holds on, we have a strong market share of 26.5%. And I think we should be able to add at least 100 basis points into this market share going forward because our component strategy is moving very, very strong.
Got it, sir. So my second question is, any update on PLIs you would like to share and also our CapEx numbers?
So on PLI, we've been already approved for 400 crores, 100 crores in ILJIN, and 300 crores in Amber. The first financial year investment threshold has already been achieved by us. Now, current financial year, we will have to bring incremental sale on which we will start getting 6% benefit by next year. So next year will be the first year when we'll start getting incentives from the government back. And on the CapEx front, on the complete consolidated basis in the whole group, we have done 415 crore CapEx, including all our subsidiaries. This includes maintenance CapEx as well as R&D in spend, plus the new greenfield facilities which are coming up. That is the CapEx which we have done.
Sir, and in F23, what CapEx do you expect?
So our Sri City plant is now almost under completion. So that CapEx, some part has gone last year, completely now this year. So we will, from if I talk about all six subsidiaries plus Amber put together, including everything, including the greenfield facility of Sri City, which is there, which is going to be completed this year, we should be closing somewhere about 350-400 crores on the CapEx front this year, this current year.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Renu Baid from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. I hope I'm audible this time.
Yeah, good evening, Renu. Yes, very much audible.
Good evening. So the first question is, you did mention that on the commercial side, you've recently launched some solutions for the data center market. So what kind of solutions are we providing? Because if I understand, most of them are large-size, high-cooling chillers which are there. So what are our solutions in this segment, if you can elaborate? And who are the customers with whom we are working?
So these are not the chillers part, which is this is basically machine cooling solutions which we have developed. And we have ordered all the customers are multinationals in this case. I'll not be able to name them because we have an NDA signed with them. But we are glad to share that the first PO has come, and this is going to be a decent business contribution in Sidwal moving forward.
Okay. And what would be, as just to ask from a perspective, what would be the average ticket size of opportunity for us in a typical, say, 5 megawatt or a 10 megawatt kind of data center capacity?
See, this goes into the series of the racking system where this is purely a precision air conditioning which goes into the complete server racks. This is not the building data centers. You would need a chillers kind of a thing.
But right, so I understand the product now.
Yeah, these are the products. So these products are in various kilowatt capacities, from 12 kilowatt ranging from, it goes from further down also, 8 kilowatt to maybe 14, 15 kilowatts, depending on the rack size. So the normal ticket size of this is about 4 to 5 lakh rupees.
Okay. And related to this, just a follow-up, so this we are doing as an ODM solution, or largely we are doing it for a couple of MNCs who are earlier importing and we are doing it as a local sourcing arrangement for them?
No, we have developed ODM solutions and as an import substitute also.
Got it. So the second question is, as in your comments did mention about targeting diverse end markets now, while earlier we were looking across components, more focus around HVAC solutions. Some of the acquisitions on the automotive side, increasing the presence and other initiatives that you mentioned. So what is the business strategy on the components, especially if we see the EMS space across multiple sectors, industrial, automotive, we see the market opening up in a big way. So what are our plans for the electronics business and the components to focus on the core HVAC business or actually go big on the overall EMS market in terms of the opportunities unlocking? And
you see, we are
on this side.
Renu, we are a very comprehensive, integrated B2B solution provider. And now, since the divisional concept has come in the company, every division, be it room AC, be it motor division, electronics division, components or mobility, they are growing on a very simple four pillar strategies. They are bringing up new products for different applications, not necessarily for AC application or room AC applications, but for different applications. And plus they are increasing geographies, they are increasing wallet share within the customers and bringing new products. So these are the four pillar strategies which every division is following up. Like electronics, now they have diversified into wearable and hearables, and they started giving it to Boat as a first customer. You know, they are adding some new more customers into that category. Plus, they are also now catering to fan industry. Plus, motor is now almost finalized at the last leg of giving solutions to e-rickshaw motors and chimney motors. I think this current year we will see some small business happening, but next year again a big number will come up. And in the component space now, since we have wide variety of components to offer, so we are not restricted to only HVAC space. You know, we can give it into refrigeration space, we can give it in solution in automobile sector, industrial sector, whatever sector it comes. So that is what every division is doing, and expanding in different ways. So you will see a very different number from now on. When we got listed, as I told that, you know, the spread was very different. 76% contribution was purely room AC as a finished goods, and company was half the size of what it is today. But now we have successfully done 50-50. And going forward, if we talk, I think RAC and RAC sector as a whole will come down to less than 50%. So that's our strategy moving forward.
Thank you. I would request Ms. Bay to rejoin the queue for follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Standard Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. This is Vijay. Thanks for your time. Good evening, Ankur. Hi, sir. So just going back to the earlier question on volumes, you know, so that as you said, right, 2.6 million is what you did for the full year, which if I'm right is about a 24% growth YOY, and, you know, broadly in line with, you know, the industry growth, you know, growing about 23% to 6.4 million. So, you know, probably your market share is broadly the same as last year. Just trying to understand, what kind of volumes would you do in 2023? You did say, the industry volumes go up by 30% and, I'm assuming you obviously will do much better given, as you said, some of these customers who are doing only gas charging now moving to complete solutions with you. And you also, I believe, have a lot of capacity also coming in, right, over the next year or so. So any guidance on volumes, where can we see those going, 2023 or maybe 2024, whichever number you can share?
So Ankur, basically, we expect that the industry will demonstrate a robust growth of +30%.
Correct.
But what we are now looking at internally is a value-driven proposition rather than a volume-driven proposition. I'll state the reason why I'm saying so. Because the moment a customer demands that we need to supply them kits or we need to supply them knockdown conditions, aggregate the components together, minus the compressor, it becomes a component strategy for us. It is no more a finished goods. So we are seeing a lot of shift in the customer. So what we are now looking at is that if 100 air conditioners are manufactured in India, of course, preferably all those 100 should come from us. But today, whatever percentage, 23-odd percentage is being catered by us in terms of volume, we would like this to go up. But the other part, which we are not catering, the 76%, which are being manufactured by other brands, those number of ACs should have something of Amber in it. So what we are looking at is that what is the value proposition Amber is bringing on the table in RAC and RAC components? It should not matter to us whether they want minus gas, minus compressors, minus cross-flow fan, or they want semi-knockdown condition, they want half air conditioners, they want full air conditioners. So we have started looking into a value proposition from point of view. And today, from our estimate, we are at 26.5% as an industry, as a complete RAC industry, both in components and this space. And we expect that this number can go up in tune to, or maybe more than in tune to, the industry growth. So we will outvalue the markets again in coming financial year as we go ahead.
Okay. Fair. And so if you could also share for your subsidiaries, the sales and EBITDA numbers for Q4 as also for FY22, the subs.
Yeah. So PHEL, I think I've already told, but I can repeat it. We have done 236 crore of revenue.
Yeah. Got that.
In electronics, we have done total 650 crore of revenue, both IL JIN and Ever put together. Mobility application has done 289 crore of revenue. And Pravartika and this, because we have just added them in last quarter. So PR has done 51 crore and Pravartika has done 26 crore actually, 25.59. So that's the revenue.
The EBITDA numbers as well, sir? Either absolute or percentage?
PHEL is 24.63. Electronic is 25.95. Sidwal is 67.35. And PR is 7.06. Pravartika is 2.97.
Okay. Okay, sir. Great. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from Edelweiss Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question. So my question is, sir, in the last couple of years, correct me if I am wrong, we are seeing a realization going down for the RAC segment. So is there some change in the product mix? What exactly in this segment is going on?
So there's a big change in the product mix in the way that we are supplying more of indoor units and window as a category has gone down. Specifically, after the commodity price increases, the delta between window and split has shrunk. So it's more like a product mix change than anything else to put together.
Okay.
And also, there's a shift towards all these online players. They are largely into the one-ton category. So that one-ton category has a lesser realizations.
Okay. Okay. And as growth path you had given for the 30% or for the industry, so do you believe this the numbers like a lower ton ACs and this the online relation would be here or go down from here further?
Your voice is not audible. Can you please repeat your question? We couldn't hear them you clearly.
Sorry about that. Am I audible now?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah. So I just follow up on that. Like, you are seeing this trend to continue, and you will see a further decline in the realization as the online selling is increasing or one ton sales is on a higher side. Because on the volume side, you had given a 30% plus for the industry and also the increase in the market share for you. So is it fair to assume this realization to go down from here further?
Yeah. So Sachin this side. So probably, the realization needs to be monitored for next 1 or 2 years. The reason is that there is a major shift in the country. So country has witnessed almost five energy table revisions. So now the sixth one is happening, and because of that, the fixed speed as a category is getting out. So it's not getting to a status of nil, but today the contribution for a fixed speed as a category stands 50% for the industry. So it is coming down to 20%. So the inverter market share will grow up. Secondly, the window category shall come down. So the realization of the industry will move in tandem to how the inverter category in the industry in the country picks. We expect five-star contribution to increase in the product segment. So the realization needs to be monitored for at least next 1 or 2 years, how like the inverter category spreads in the country. And for sure, we are seeing some demand for the lower tonnage ACs. Like normally in India, 8,000 BTU ACs were not sold earlier. But now we are seeing the demand for those kind of ACs as well. So I would say that it's next 1 or 2 years of journey where we need to monitor this part.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Sahai to rejoin the queue for follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Rahul Gajare from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Rahul.
So I wanted to understand if you can give us a sense on the distribution of volume across the region and if you are noticing a faster depletion in a particular region with a chance of stock out. So that's the first question.
Well, I think because we are into B2B space, brands will be able to answer this question in a better form. But what we, as per our data, North contributes to almost about 35%-40%, and South has started contributing close to about 30%-32%. And West and East contributes the remaining portion of that. But as far as the inventory liquidation is concerned today, because of peak summers, there are many customers who have completely run out of inventory, but doesn't mean that they don't have any inventory at all. So they do have inventories of some models, and they don't have inventories of few models. So it is, the situation is varying from brand to brand. But as we are an aggregator of demand, and what we are seeing is a good uptake and a very good summers this time after a gap of 2 years.
Yeah. So we've our channel has indicated that there is a shortage of 2-ton air conditioners in the South market. So that is the reason why I was talking about stockouts.
It could be a possibility that the 2-ton is a shortage because as Sachin explained that compressor availability due to China situation, container not available is really right now disrupting few models supply chain. And also, looking into two bad seasons and the commodity increase impacts, many of the customers, they planned in very conservative manner. Nobody was anticipating such a high jump. Despite of commodities increases, there is a shortage in the material. So you can imagine what kind of demand is there for this kind of a product.
Right. So my second question is on the compressor. Now, GMCC is supposed to start manufacturing very soon. And highly will set up a unit with Voltas. Can you indicate the kind of benefit that the industry will derive from moving away from imports to local sourcing? I mean, besides the longer time period, how much cost will be a factor of local over imports?
So first of all, you know, it's a really a good step that this critical component will be available from India itself. And we are seeing GMCC highly, as you rightly said, Daikin is putting up facilities. So right now, only 16% of air conditioners demand was being catered, compressor demands were catered within the country. Remaining 84% was imported. And we expect that within next 2 years, 80 to 85% of compressors availability will start happening in India. So one, it will help us to reduce our inventory turns, inventory position, because we don't need to keep high inventory levels as far as the import is concerned. And the dependability on the currency flotation, you know, exchanges, that will also reduce. And of course, once this product starts getting manufactured here and the economies of scale come, there should be some good benefit of at least 3 to 4% points on the bill of material.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much for the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Tulsian from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a very good evening. So first question is pertaining to this entire movement from RACs to components. What you highlighted is going to happen consistently. Wanted to understand, with these kind of investments coming under PLI, do you think there can be a major shift to insourcing versus outsourcing, which was currently driving in our favor, say over the next 5 years? How do you witness the overall share between insourcing and outsourcing? Give me your thoughts over that, because investments are committed by all the larger brands and all of that is on component side.
No, sure. So, you know, basically, what our business model is, if you closely monitor Amber's business model, we have mitigated two risks, large risks. One is brands changing the strategies of outsourcing to insourcing or insourcing to outsourcing. That's purely not in our hand. What is in our hand is to offer them very comprehensive solutions. If they want to insource, we are happy to serve them in component space, because if you see, what are they going to, if they are putting up facilities, any brand which already has the facilities today, out of 17 manufacturing companies in India which manufacture air conditioners, almost 11 are brands, and we are supplying them components. So if brands are shifting their strategies to insourcing, they have already asked us to be ready to supply critical components like cross flow fan or like motors. Nobody is putting up motors. Nobody is putting up cross flow fan. Nobody is putting up inverter PCB boards. And few of them are getting into heat exchangers. But heat exchangers, we are not supplying in large quantities to the customers. So, you know, this is going to help us as a value-based proposition. Second mitigation in our business model is brands exchanging market shares. We have seen in past, from 2004 till 2011, LG used to be undisputed leader of the markets, having about 26-27%. And Samsung used to be having a large share, but then it started reducing because of many other players came in. So brands can exchange market shares, and in future also. So we have tagged along our solutions to the industry, and we have seen that in past also, when brands have exchanged the market shares, Amber has been able to demonstrate a very strong growth, because we have been able to either supply finished goods or supply components in any way.
Understood. And if we look at the overall revenue share that you mentioned, 26.5% of this 12,000 crores, so broadly that comes to about 3,200 crores, of which you mentioned 1975 crores is RAC. So balance 1200 crore is the component. Is that the right way to look at it out of, and the remaining would be non-RAC component for yes. The company. Is that the right way to look at it?
Yeah, that's the right way to look at it. Yes.
So you can you give us a comparable numbers for last year, just to see how these numbers have changed? And second part to that would be on your central air conditioning, you had given some guidance that it will start contributing to revenue from FY23. So how much numbers can we expect on that side? Those are the two questions.
Yeah, I think Sachin will answer your CAC question, especially the commercial AC and ductable question.
Yeah, so on the commercial side, so as we discussed, you know, so we started with the offering of the light commercial in terms of cassette and we added ductable. So this is the first year we are ready in terms of offering to all the customers. So today the contribution from the CAC is somewhere around to, you know, like 20 to 25 CR, which we expect to go down to go up like by somewhere around 100 CR in next 2 years. So this is on the commercial side. And coming to the, your previous question of the contribution from the component versus RAC. So just hold on, you know, because we need to iterate that. So probably, you know, it would be better that we can come back to you later on that.
I'll connect separately on that. No problem.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nikunj Gala from Sundaram AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. So my first question is with respect to our complete build unit of RAC. The number, you know, the for the year 2000 crore, which you have mentioned, over the last year, if I look at that growth, revenue growth would be, you know, 20%. Even if I subtract the first 9 months and look at the only Q4 RAC, you know, revenue growth, that number is flattish. So can you just help us with the what is the volume here and the value growth? As you mentioned, 8 to 9% is the, you know, realization growth. Excluding the component part, I'm asking, sir, what is the complete built unit volume you have done?
So in complete built units, we have grown in terms of revenue by 22%. Last year, okay, it was 1600 odd crore, and this year it is 1975 crores. And on volume side, we've already done close to about 2.6 million, whereas last year we were at about 2.2 million. That is the broad numbers. But as I explained in previous Q&A, that there is a structural shift. Window has come down and ODUs have shifted to kits form or CKD form. So largely these are indoor units, which we have done.
So for, just to, you know, clarify here, you are saying 2.22, we have gone to 2.6, which is like 18% growth. Then in that case, the realization growth is very minuscule, right? As compared to the inflation, which we
see,
have.
You are looking at a realization, you are picking up a revenue and dividing by number. That is not the correct way of looking at realization. You have to look from model perspective. Now, if I am supplying an indoor product, that is a product ranging from 5,000 rupees to 6,500 rupees. If I'm supplying window, that is a product of almost 17,000-18,000 rupees. If I'm supplying outdoor units, that is a product of close to about 11,000-12,000 rupees. So it will keep on varying. This is not in our hand. Whatever customer demands, we have to fulfill it. If customer wants indoors, we have to give indoors. If customer wants semi-knockdown kits, we supply that. So what, that's what I'm explaining to all of you, that what we need to see from Amber perspective today is that how on a value-based proposition we are, what we are contributing. That number is very strong. That number is 26.5% today. This will keep on changing. Well, I don't know volume, you know, whether now I have no idea. If window starts selling again, the realization number will go again. You know, that is purely not in our hand. What is in our hand is to give complete solutions to customer as and when, wherever they require.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Gala to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Pulkit Patni from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
So thank you for taking my questions. Most are answered. Just one question in terms of your employee cost. We've seen it on a year-on-year basis increase from 100 crore to 150 crore. You mentioned something on ESOPs, which I did not understand. If you could elaborate, does this include the ESOPs? And directionally, how should we see these costs for the next couple of years? Should we see similar kind of increases?
So Pulkit, can you just repeat 100 to 150 what you have referred?
So employee cost from FY21 to FY22 has increased by about 50 crore overall.
Yeah.
Gone from 102 crore to 150 crore. So my first question is, this is almost a 50% jump. How should we look at this cost for the next couple of years? And second, what is the component of ESOP that you mentioned which is included in this cost?
So first I'll answer you the ESOP. So ESOP contribution in the full financial year is 15.67 CR. And in the quarter four, it is 4.08 crores.
Okay.
And on the employee cost, so this 15.67 is included in the employee cost. for the complete financial year, and balance is a inflationary impact. One is because of the volume increase and the value of turnover increase, and the increment which we have provided to the both sides, staff as well as wages, because of the minimum wages has increased.
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to understand, that for the next couple of years, should we assume from a percentage perspective, similar magnitude, are we hiring a lot more people, etc., or now this will normalize in terms of growth, something like that?
It will get normalized since we are adding new greenfield facilities and we have to hire some people in advance. So that value is being added in the employee cost, and going forward, it will normalize over the period.
And anything exceptional here that has been paid to senior managements of Parvartika or PR as part of acquisition, is that also included here?
No. There is no exceptional thing which we have paid to anyone. So all are in normal category. And there is no exceptional item in this. And we have not paid anything extra to for the acquisition as well.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhav Marda from Fidelity International. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, I just wanted to check that, just continuing with the previous question, the ESOP of 16 crore, that doesn't continue into FY23, right? Like that will go away, or that's a recurring item?
No. Since we have recently announced a second level of ESOPs as well in the today's meeting, so that will a little bit increase will be there in the financial year 23.
Okay. And also, if I can request you to give us basically across our various kind of subsidiaries and the standalone business, the components part of it, which we do for non-RAC businesses that we do, could you give us a sense in terms of how the growth could be for the next couple of years? So basically across motors, PCBs, Sidwal, and also components for non-RAC segment.
Yeah, I can talk about the divisional part. Like motors is growing closely about 25 to 30% CAGR. And also mobility applications is growing by 20% CAGR. We are seeing very robust growth in HVAC solutions, which we are providing to metros. And also to railways, and Indian Railways have also come up with a new strategy where they want more air conditioned trains. So that business is increasing very well for us, and that will continue to grow at least 20% CAGR kind of a thing. In electronics, we are seeing more than a multiple jump. I would say exponential jump. We should expect, in fact, at least a 50 to 60% jump in electronics division in the current year itself. But of course, subject to orders getting formalized with the customers. But as of now, the order book is very strong, so we should be able to demonstrate a very strong growth in electronics division as well. And both the Parvartika and Pioneer, we should expect a growth of 25 to 30% year-on-year basis.
Got it. And for the part of the components business where, the non-RAC components which we do, like the ones that we do for refrigerators, etc.
Yeah. Non-RAC components as far as refrigerator is concerned, washing machine, microwave, water purifier components, fan industries, and others also. So it keep on varying from customer to customer and year to year. But what needs to be seen is that when almost about 7-8 years back, this non-room AC category was almost negligible in the balance sheet, which is today almost about 25% in our balance sheet. So we have traveled this journey from 0 to 25% in 5-6 years, and this is growing very well, and it's margin accretive businesses for us.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Mata to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Keyur Haresh Pandya from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. The question is, I think in the previous party, that we lost some volumes due to unavailability of some components or compressors. Should we assume that this quarter will offset for that, and probably there will be a flow through of revenue in Q1?
Hello.
Sir, I'm really sorry, sir. Can you repeat your question?
So I was saying that, as you mentioned, that due to unavailability of a compressor, we couldn't produce what we planned. So should that flow through in quarter one of the financial year?
Yeah, understood. So, sir, we are expecting the growth, but the only challenge is that. So if you see the earlier quarter, that is Jan-Feb, so we had an issue of the container because of the port congestion at China. But now, since March, you must be aware there are a lot of cities in the China which are under lockdown. So still, if you see the supply chain is not stable, still. So still we are facing the same challenge. The demand is good, but the challenge remains same. So what we are expecting is that, so the demand should move towards July and August as well. Plus there is a major issue, I will not say major issue, there is a major challenge for the industry. The BEE is getting revised from 1st July. So all the brands are precautioning on the debt side. So the current models, everyone wants to consume till maybe 15th or 20th June. And then from 10th July, we want to get into the new models. So what we see is that the demand, rather than spreading into the quarter, it should go till like August and September. So this is what we are expecting. So we are expecting the festive season to be good this time.
But isn't it for the function of the temperatures, I mean, Q2, Q3, then all traffic move to the next summer only?
Yeah, but if you see now with the e-com being dominating so strongly, so if you see now in the August, there is an Independence Day sale by through all these retails like Roma, Reliance and e-com. Then, you know, on the south side, by the month of September, we have Pongal. So last year, we were emphasizing a good growth, but obviously because of COVID, it couldn't happen. So this year, the forecast or the discussions that we are happening with the brand, so we are expecting, obviously, the curve is getting flattened. So we are expecting the demand to be spread across in the second half as well. So earlier, like, it was spread in the just 5 or 6 months. So this time, we are expecting it to get flat from 8 to 9 months at least.
Okay, understood. So the last and second question is, can you give some growth guidance for our standalone business as well as component?
Your voice is not audible. Can you please repeat the question?
Can we give some guidance for our standalone business as well as for each component as you see more bullish on the component segment? Can you give some idea of how do we grow for the component business as well as for the say, full AC business?
The only guidance which we can give is that whatever industry does, you know, we will outvalue the industry in terms of percentage. So if industry is growing by 30%, I think Amber should be able to demonstrate in value terms more than 30% growth, which means we will be adding some market shares.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, it was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jasbir Singh for closing comments.
So thank you everyone for sparing your valuable time and being present for this call. I hope we've been able to answer most of your queries. And if you have any further clarifications, you can please reach out to us or our strategic growth advisor, SGA, will be happy to address your queries. Thank you very much and have a nice weekend ahead.
Thank you. On behalf of Amber Enterprises India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.